Hey, let's move now. We moving, we moving. Moving and hitting, moving and hitting.
All right, DJ, finally back. Have a chance. Had the pads on for a couple of days. What's it like? How much fun are you having back out on the field?
I'm having a blast, man. I feel like a kid in the candy store. It means a lot more, especially when you have your health taken away from you from a crazy injury. And to be back on the field with my guys, running around, having fun, means a lot.
55 on the roster, number one in your heart.
I like it.
You'd said back at OTAs that you wouldn't say that you felt 100%, so you had a chance to put the pads on. Saw you out there at practice this week, a one-handed interception, making some tackles for loss. Where do you feel health-wise now you've had a couple of days with the pads on?
I am definitely at 100%, and that's a good feeling. You know, of course, my level of play of mental of the football game, it's not where it needs to be yet, but it will be. That comes with reps. But physically, I'm out there running around having fun, man. Being a leader on this team, especially on this defense, they need to hear from you.
Hey, let's talk now, talk. Hey, win every play now. Boom. All day. Hey, it's 35. Oh, good job. Oh, I like it.
Of course, they see me play and make some plays, but at the same time, I need to reiterate certain stuff, make them think, or even talk to motivate them before the play. They know Derek Johnson is on our side.
Oh, yeah! Good job, boy. Oh! I like it! Yeah, he can't do that. What we got?
I've been in this game a long time, and they need to hear from me.
One of the guys that hopefully makes a lot of plays this year, you spent a lot of time with in defensive lineman Mike DeVito. You guys went through your rehab together. I know you've talked about it at OTAs when you got back out on the field together for the first time, but now the pads on, you're back to real football. Is it still that special feeling seeing him, knowing everything you guys went through last year?
Mike DeVito's a heck of a guy, man, on and off the field. It was a blessing to be with him during my process and trying to get back. We went through rehab every single day together. You know, some days he had better days and I had better days, but we knew we was looking at the long haul, and we used to talk every day, man. We just can't wait to get back with the guys. You miss everything about football when you get it taken away from you. Now we're back on the field and high-fiving each other, and life's good.
Justin, let's do it. Let's do it.
This linebacker group as a whole, between yourself, Tom Ali, and Justin Houston, do you kind of step back and look and say, you know, conceivably, you know, 15, 20 years down the road, you could have the all-time leading tackler and the two career sack leaders. Do you step back and think about how special it is that you guys are all playing at such a high level together?
I don't really think about it in the moment because we're having fun. We're trying to accomplish something, and that's win the Super Bowl. But when you go home and lay down at night, you do think about it at times. You say, man, we have a special group here. We've been here long enough where we can conquer some things, and we're working hard, man. Our defense is really good on paper. We're going to get this chemistry down. We're going to try to be the best defense in the NFL.
Now that you're back, Mike DeVito's back, and the pieces that were added this offseason, what do you think that the expectations or the goals for this team can be in 2015?
It's high. It's high. There's no reason why it shouldn't be high. And that's not a cockiness. That's pure confidence. Knowing that we can do a lot of things, and offensively and defensively, being in this system my third year is the charm type deal. I can't wait for this season to start.